Excellent. What we believe, working with Hakim and the indigenous tradition, is that not only were all pyramids an energy grid producing tremendous amounts of energy and many, many different types of energy, as Chris Dunn pointed in his book, primarily produced hydrogen gas, but also electricity, electromagnetism, microwaves, radio waves, and we also believe quantum waves. Now, the idea is that Hakim really wanted me to focus on the ancients' use of sound and water, their knowledge of and the interplay of both. So he laid it out for us that water was the source of their energy, that they used water and sun, solar power, crystal energy, vibrations to produce the energy they did. So the Nile, before anything was built above ground, and the Sphinx is the oldest thing, they did a tremendous amount of hydraulic engineering by drilling tunnels underneath the Giza Plateau. This is not speculation. These tunnels have been mapped. They have been mapped by Egyptologists. They've been mapped by alternatives. So that we know these tunnels exist. And these tunnels were drilled straight through limestone bedrock to go out into what's known today as the Western Desert, where we say Ur Nil, which was a term coined by a German researcher named M.L.P. Blankenhorn at the end of the 19th century, to talk about it. Ur in German meant primordial or primal. So the original river, original Great Nile River, was in the Western Desert, a huge river. It exists underground. It has dried up today, of course, in the last 10,000 years because of climatic change. That river has disappeared. It's only desert today. But the underground river, underground Ur Nil, we call it, still has always existed. So what these ancient Kemetians did before they built anything above ground, they drilled miles and miles, maybe hundreds of miles, at least 25 miles I can document, straight to limestone bedrock, out until the Western Desert, to reach the underground Nile River and bring it in to the present Nile Valley. So the Ur Nil was the original ancient primordial Nile, which we can see by paleoclimatology, by NASA maps that have done in infrared. We can actually see the ancient riverbed. Hakim took me out into the Western Desert. That's documented in my first book. We documented the existence of the remnants of the ancient river. So originally, over 10,000 years ago, there was a huge, monstrous river, much, much bigger than the Nile she is today, that was the source of the ancient civilization. And they pulled it from the west to the current Nile Valley, underground to it.